You are listening to the audio production of Hold Fast, 365 Devotions for Men by Men, by Our Daily Bread, published by Our Daily Bread. This book is read by Thomas A. Penny. Foreword by Matt Lucas, President and CEO, Our Daily Bread Ministries. The world needs men. Men who are brave, daring, and intentional. Men who offer shelter for the weak and vulnerable. Men who call out the good in others and fight against sin and evil. Men who are willing to sacrifice so others flourish. I know this in my bones, and my heart beats faster as I write these words. But the easy life is tempting. The couch and TV call, and I'm easily distracted. I am like Paul in Romans chapter 7. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law. But I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me. What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Verses 21 through 24. Waging war. The imagery is unavoidable. We are in a battle. Paul reminds us that this battle is not specific to me. It's part of the human condition. It's encouraging to know that we have company. In fact, every man I know, when he's honest, will share about this battle and the shame of his defeats when he's taken the easy route. So what's the remedy? Here are three steps to help you in the fight. 1. Find your identity in Christ and not in your successes or failures. The Bible says that when you decided to follow Jesus Christ, you were crucified with Christ, so that you no longer live for yourself, but live by faith in Jesus who loves you and died for you. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. 2. Hold fast to the Word of God. There are several different Greek words to capture the idea of holding fast that have a range of meanings. To glue, to adhere, to bind, to arrest, to grasp, to possess. These are aggressive words. And the New Testament writers give a list of things we are to hang on to. What is good? Romans chapter 12, verse 9. The gospel? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 2. One's wife, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 31, the word of life, Philippians chapter 2, verse 16, Christ, Colossians chapter 2, verse 19, and the confession of our hope, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. This is hard work. And how do you do this? It doesn't happen by chance, but by being purposeful. And we start to hold fast by reading, reflecting, and responding to the Bible daily. 3. Finally, gather with other men who will encourage you and help you in the battle. These devotions can be the first or 91st step in a lifelong journey of knowing and loving God and His people. We were not meant to live this life alone. If you have read this far, I would like to invite you to take the next step. Start reading daily, but don't stop there. Invite two or three other men to join you and meet or connect weekly to share how God is changing you as you engage the battle. The world needs you. Your coworkers need you. Your family needs you. Other men need you. And if you do this, we would love to hear your story. Send me or any of the devotional writers in this book an email at books@odb.org. I am pulling for you. We are all pulling for you. January 1st, Uncharted Waters Ahead by Sheridan Voysey.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?